So, we're finishing the Maimer. We're at the end of the Maimer. And we spent a lot of time analyzing the question of the Ben HaChacham. In our analysis of the question of the Ben HaChacham, we came to recognize that it was indeed a very sophisticated question. We went through several stages in our analysis, each time making the question more and more sophisticated. And we came to appreciate that it was a very sophisticated question. The Ben HaChacham wants to know, how is it possible that mitzvahs maisiyas, that practical actions of mitzvahs, as they are divided in the various categories of mitzvahs, eidos, chukim, and mishpatim, are able to draw down gilui aleikus? Seemingly, it's like an empty button. It's like pressing a button that I tell you press the table and therefore I jump. But it's not pressing the table that's making me jump. And the answer to the Ben HaChacham is that when the Eibishter gave us the Torah by Har Sinai, the giving of the Torah is something that indeed connected our action to the result, even though it's not a logical result. It's impossible, as the Ben HaChacham is asking, that pressing a button should start an engine. But being that the Eibishter engineered it so, as a result of Galus Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim and Maimad Har Sinai, therefore it does indeed have that result. That's, in a nutshell, capturing this complicated idea which we're discussing. But the Maimer's still not satisfied. And that with which we're going to analyze further will answer one of our final questions. Why does the Ben HaChacham use the term Eschem instead of Eisanu? One of the stickiest questions for the Mefarshim to answer in this subject. Let's read inside on page Kuf Mem Hei Oistes. V'hinei la'achrei kol hanal tzarech bir. After everything that we've said above, the entire analysis that we've had, we're still not happy. Tzarech bir, we still need explanation. The kivan sheteiras emes. Teiras oisei b'shem ben chacham. Since teiras emes calls him a ben chacham, a child who is a chacham, mistaber, it is probable and likely, shehu yodea hachidush de matan teira, that he knows the novelty of matan teira. He knows that by matan teira vayered havaya al har Sinai, the Eibishter came down into the gashmistic world. He was mevatel the gzeira valyenim leyerdel tachteinim and tachteinim leyalul alyenim. He brought together the gashmis and ruchnis in a completely supra-rational way. Something which doesn't make sense, which doesn't follow any logic or rhyme or reason, but that was the chiddush of matan teira. Shabimatan Tara Nitan Hakayach Laham Shikh al Yidei Mitzvah Maisius. In Matan Tara was given the possibility to draw down through practical mitzvahs, through shaking a lulav and esrog, eating matzah, wearing tzitzis, giving tzedakah. Hamshachis Hachinalis, the greatest hamshachis of godliness. Vishaham Shachis Yiu Begile, that which we do draw down through this action should be in a revealed way, meaning that it's not just pressing an empty button, but it's pressing a button which actually connects. The mitzvah is connecting to Eibishter. Now, although this isn't something which logically makes sense, that was the purpose of Matan Torah, and the Ben HaChacham, being a Ben HaChacham, should know that he learned a Maimer Chassidus before. And if he learned a Maimer Chassidus before, he must have come across this concept somewhere, somehow. This is a fundamental concept in Chassidus. So, Umahi HaShe'ela Maha'edos. Why is he asking the question then? This should not be a novelty for him.
He didn't grow up in a Chassidish home.
That's a good question. That's a good possibility, I mean. And I will take that possibility in order to explain the final answer. But I'll tell you why it's not satisfying at this point. At this point, that's not satisfying because Chacham doesn't mean wise. Chacham means learned.
What's the difference?
One is potential and one is practical. The report cards that I brought home in sixth grade said that I have a lot of potential. But the teacher wanted to see something poil mamish out of me. He wanted to see something practical. A Talmud Chacham, there's an expression in Yiddish. Alamdin is nicht der, was ken lernen, nor der, was lernt. Alamdin is not someone who can learn, it's somebody who actually learns. A chacham, when the Torah is calling him a ben chacham, he must be already alamdin. Not just he can be alamdin, not just he has the potential to be alamdin, he must be presently alamdin. He must be learning. He must be learned. Otherwise, he's not a chacham, he's a potential chacham. So, on the initial level, your answer is not satisfying. But, I agree with your answer. And we'll have to see how we're going to incorporate that answer into our final answer, as the Maamar is going to give. The Maamar is going to give a beautiful insight, a fascinating insight into where the Chacham is coming from when he's asking this question. And it's an insight which I think will have very practical, very relevant implications to our Aveda as well. Into our perspective and the way that we're supposed to approach it. Rabbi Yaakov Ephraim Parisi, if I bring for the yeshiva over Zoom back in the beginning of the year, I don't know how many of you were there. You were there. It's geshmak.
L'chaim
l'chaim Yaakov Ephraim. So just as an example, he went through, he was a Christian minister. Religious leader, and he had a whole congregation, etc. And he went through a whole hishtalshlus, a fascinating story that he could spend days telling you of how he came around to Yiddishkeit. And it wasn't an easy journey, and it's still not an easy journey. But he describes how he described to me, remember sitting in my sukkah, how he made his first kiddush after finally, from years and years of very difficult hoops to jump through, he finally achieved geirus, and he was a yid, and it was his first Friday night kiddush. And he's standing over there making kiddush. Every word took him a few minutes to say. Rivers of tears streaming down his face as he's finally zeicha to say kiddush as a yid. And his wife is there with him, his good wife, And she says to him, she says, Yaakov Ephraim, every single Kiddush that you make should have the same emotion. One bracha that sometimes is given to a bar mitzvah boy is that every time he puts on tefillin, it should have the same gishmak the first time that he puts on tefillin. Get a new pair of tefillin. It still has that new car smell. It's still exciting. It's invigorating. Every single time he puts on tefillin, it should have that same gishmak. The novelty that the Maimer is going to explain for the Ben HaChacham is that the Ben HaChacham is tapping into this feeling as if he's a fresh Baal Tshuva, like you said. He's a fresh Baal Tshuva and he's first doing the mitzvah for the very first time, and it's so exciting and so invigorating and so uplifting. It's the first time he's learning this Sicha, this Maimer, this idea. He feels like it's the first time for him, and it's just lifting him up to a level that he wants to make a kula and dance and be so excited. The what's the word? The tried and tested, the old guard. I don't remember the word I'm looking for. They're standing on the side and they're looking and they're saying, "Ah, look at those Bali Tshuva dancing." They'll get used to it too. The chiddush of the Ben HaChacham is that he never gets used to it. That's the point which the Maimer is going to introduce to us. Let's see that inside. Yesh levarza, we could explain this. Al pi masha kasav b'makim acher, according to that which we've explained elsewhere. The zesh emaisa avis nemar b'teira. The reason why we have a whole Sefer called Bereshis before Sefer Shmos, and in Sefer Bereshis, it's relating at length, and even the first few parashas of Sefer Shmos, it's relating at length the Sipor HaAvis, the story of our Avis, starting from Adam HaRishon, Noach, then at length Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the Shifteka, and Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and Bnei Yisrael as they left Mitzrayim. Seemingly none of that belongs in the Torah. What belongs in the Torah is, as Rashi says in the very beginning, from HaChidesh Hazel Lachem, from the first mitzvah, that's what belongs in the Torah. Af she'avidas ha'avis, the avid of the avis, hoysa l'chayra rak akdama l'matan Torah. Seemingly it's only a preface to Matan Torah. It's only an introduction to Matan Torah. And the introduction shouldn't be part of the Torah itself. It should be in a separate sefer, as the Ramban says in the beginning of Bereshis. There should be a separate sefer called Maisa Avis. But it shouldn't be incorporated in the Torah Milashen Hayra, which is there in order to instruct us the mitzvahs that we have after Matan Torah. And the Maimer says that the reason why it is part of the Torah, who is Lefisha Gam Achshav, also now, Le'achre Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, Tzricha Lies Aveda Shebedugmas Aveda Sa'avis. It's necessary for there to be an Aveda which is similar to the Aveda of the Avis. Now, the Aveda of the Avis is drastically different than our Aveda, because our Aveda is that when we press a button, that button is connected to the motor. Our Aveda is that the mitzvahs that we do are drawing down Hamshachis of Alikos. And the Aveda of the Avis was such that the only thing that they were able to connect to, as we've discussed earlier in this Maimer at length, was reiches, was pleasant aromas, was lifting themselves up to spirituality, but not to God. To godliness, but not to God. Our mitzvahs connect to the Eibishter himself. So why is the Maisa HaAvis included in the Torah? Because on some level, even in our current Aveda, we're supposed to have the aveda of the aves as well. V'ha'inyinu, the idea of this is, d'zeh shenitztavinu, this that we are commanded. We're commanded, Chazal tell us on various psukim in the Torah, including a pasuk from Shema, that asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoim, Moshe Rabbeinu says that the Torah that we're receiving is that which I'm commanding you today. And this is after 40 years in the desert. So, Chazal teach us that b'chol yoim v'yoim yu be'einacha chadashim. Every single day, they should be in your eyes like new. Now, it says either kachadashim, like new, v'yiseira mizu, more than that, chadashim, it should be literally new. In other words, these are two levels. The first level is feel that feeling that you felt the first time you made Kiddush. The second level is let this be actually the first time you're making Kiddush. That's a deeper level and a much higher level to achieve. And the Maimer says that huloi rak b'negeya lahayyiker v'hachavivus t'teru mitzvus. You might think that this instruction that b'chol yom yu be'necha chadashim or kachadashim is only with regard to the preciousness of Torah and mitzvahs. That it should never become an old car by you. That, okay, the first scratch that's a horrible thing, but the 101st scratch is already, okay, who cares? It already is scratched up, so it's getting one more scratch, right? Yeah? The yoiker of the chavivos of Torah and mitzvahs, you should never be old by you, you should always feel that same preciousness, that same love for the mitzvah. Now that's the way that you simply understand this instruction, but Chassidus teaches us, no. It has to be deeper than that. It has to be more than that. Elogam b'negeil l'limud ha-Torah v'kima mitzvahs atzmam. Not just the preciousness that you feel towards the learning Torah and towards the performance of the mitzvah, but the learning of the Torah and the performance of the mitzvah themselves should be new. What does that mean? Shebechol yoim srichim liyos bedarga nailas oid yeser. Every single day you need to be on a higher level. You need to be on a higher level. The Rebbe once commented to from Minnesota, Rabbi Moshe Feller. Rabbi Moshe Feller, his birthday is on Pesach, and he would come back in the year to be by the Rebbe for Pesach, and he would go together with his family to make the Seder in Mechon Chana for the Baal Tshuva girls who didn't have a family to be with, and he would run their Seder. He once commented to Rav Moshe Feller, this is part of a longer story, which Baruch Hashem, I can share with you as well in the right time, or share with you a recording of it. But he commented once to Rav Moshe Feller that when we ask the Manishtana on the second night, and the same goes obviously for the whole Seder on the second night, and not just the Seder on the second night, but the Seder on the first night as well. But usually the Seder in the first night, since an entire year has passed by, so it feels like something exciting. It feels like something new. But the Seder in the second night often feels like, okay, this is just repeating everything that we just did. And the Rebbe told Rabbi Moshe Feller very emphatically that Torah, Yiddishkeit, mitzvahs, has nothing to do with procedure. We don't just go through motions in Yiddishkeit and just do the same thing that we did yesterday. If we're asking a question today, Manishtana, if we're going through the entire Seder again tonight, then it's because it's a new question. It's a new level, it's a new achievement. That means that when a child who's 6 years old asks his father a question, why is the sky blue? He asks his father a question, how do cars work? V'chulu v'chulu. And the father gives the child who's 6 years old a question, an answer. But then the child develops and grows up and reaches a new level of understanding. And now he asks the father the same question again. It's not because he never received a response, parents, to his question. It's because now the question is an entirely new question. The question that he's asking today is a question which is entirely different than the question which he asked 10 years ago. Or 2 years ago, or yesterday. It's a question which is coming from after that level of understanding and after that level of appreciation and insight which was lent to me through the answer in the last question that I asked, but I'm on a new level now. B'chol yom yu b'aynecha chadashim means that I'm on a different level. Not that I should feel the same preciousness that I felt the first time I did the mitzvah. That means that I'm still doing it on that level when I did it the first time, but don't diminish that level that I've achieved the first time. It's not that Chazal are teaching us. It's do it brand new today. The mitzvah has to be a brand new mitzvah for you now, as you're performing it now. Kehatzivu, like the instruction which we receive, Mailin Bekodesh, that we rise in holiness. When it comes to holiness, we go up. Ve'ad le'aliyah be'ein areich, to the point of an aliyah, going up be'ein areich, incomparably to the way things used to be. V'ad, to the point, Sha'atayra u'mitzvah shahayu etzlei kaidem, the Torah and mitzvahs which he had earlier, heim k'loi chashiv, they're like nothing, oy loi chashiv, or they're literally nothing, legabi ha'atayra mitzvahs d'yem zeh, compared to the Torah mitzvahs of this day. Surely you can relate that there are certain things that you've achieved, that you've accomplished, that you've reached as a child, which you'll look back at today and you'll say that's not really an achievement or an accomplishment. It was just childish recognition. And because you've reached a higher level and a deeper level, you realize that loy chashiv. Our Torah and mitzvahs every single day needs to be gar andrish. Needs to be completely different than it was yesterday. Every single night when we go to sleep and say Krishna Shalamita, we wake up and say Maida Ani, we have to wake up a new person with a new Aveda on an entirely new level. And when I make Kiddush tonight, it's my first time making Kiddush. I've never made Kiddush before because everything that I've done until now, maybe it was a practice run. Maybe it brought me to this level, but I'm on an entirely new level now, and it's an entirely new Kiddush. It's not a Kiddush like I've ever done before. And this also has to be where my tomorrow is. That when I reach the level of tomorrow, my Kiddush today has to be also just a trial run. But I need to do this Kiddush in order to reach the tomorrow. Shalochein, therefore, atayru mitzvahs diyem zeh. The Torah and mitzvahs that we perform this day, heim kachadashim eichadashim, they're brand new. They're in an entirely new level. V'zehu. And this is why. Shegam achshav la'achir matan Torah, even now after matan Torah. Tzricha liyos aveda shebedugma saveda savi advis kaida matan Torah. If there's somebody who tells you that he's not a Baal Tshuva, that he grew up in a frum home, that he's an FFB, and he's already tried and tested in his performance of mitzvahs, he's already accustomed in his Torah and mitzvahs, he's someone who you know, excuse the extreme language, is dead. There's nothing that he's doing. If you already achieved everything, then what are you living for today? What are you here for? If you've already done it, if you've been there, done that, then why are you here today? If you're here today, it's because today is a new day. And today is a new accomplishment. And Gavriel, every single Jew has to be a Baal Tshuva every single day of his life.
Is there by any chance he means like early training, or he actually means like...
Every single day is early training for the next day. And Be'ezus Hashem, you'll live a long life for many, many years. But every single day needs to be training for the next day. Every single day needs to be new. Every single day needs to be fresh. Every single day you need to wake up and say, I'm a Baal Tshuva today. And I want to be introduced to the Torah. I'm still like the Avos were before Matan Torah. I want the Torah to be given to me so that I can reach this opportunity of Eides, Chukim, and Mishpatim that draw down Hamshachis of Elikos Begilui. Ki Matan Torah hu b'chol yayim. The giving of the Torah is something which takes place every single day, every single moment. As we say in our brachis, we said this morning, when we said Birchas HaTorah, we said Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. Lashin Haive, presently, Hashem is giving the Torah constantly. And if Hashem is giving the Torah constantly, that means before I make the bracha, I am waking up Maida Ani before Matan Torah on a certain level. Even though, of course, I stood by Har Sinai. And of course, I said Nasa V'Nishma. But now I got to do it again. Ubechol yoim hu bedar ganaylus yaser, every single day a person is on a higher level. V'lochein tzarech liyos bechol yoim aveda shebedugmas avedas aves. Therefore, it's necessary for there to be every single day an aveda which is similar to the aveda of the aves. Shehi hachana v'haktama l'matan Torah d'yemza. That's a preparation and a preface to Matan Torah of this day. So every single day I need to wake up on a certain level. I'm a Jew, and I stood by Har Sinai, and I said Nasav Nishma, and I received the Torah, but from a certain level, I have to be like the Avos before Matan Torah, and I have to say, okay, I need to now prepare once again for Matan Torah, just like the Yidden did in their Shleishis Yimei HaGabalah, in the 3 days that they prepared themselves before Matan Torah the very first time, and so on and so forth. I need to make those preparations now once again. Now we could understand why the Chacham is asking, what's the Chiddush of Matan Torah? Because every single day he wakes up and he asks the question again. Just because you got an answer to the question yesterday and you were taught that the Chiddush of Matan Torah is that when we perform a mitzvah, we're able to draw down Hamshachas Alikus Begiloi, that doesn't mean you shouldn't get up and ask the question again today, because now you're receiving a whole new Matan Torah. It's a whole new level. And therefore, the same questions which you asked, the same Manishtana that you asked last night, you're asking again today with the same purity and the same meaning, on a whole new level, manishtana alayla zemicha kol alaylis. Val pizeh yesh levar she'elas ha-ben ha-chacham. According to this, we could explain the question of the ben ha-chacham, maha edus geymer, shetziva geymer, eschem, ki ha-teiro hu mitzvei shal ben ha-chacham, heim b'chol yoyim chadashim mamish. Because the Torah and mitzvahs of the ben ha-chacham is every single day, brand new, literally. V'lachein hu nimtza tamid bahaschalasai bahamatzav dekayde matan Torah. Therefore, he is constantly in the very beginning of his aveda. Every morning he wakes up and he says, okay, I'm ready to stand by Har Sinai and receive the Torah. But please explain to me, what am I about to do? And instead of looking at him and say, why are you asking this question? Didn't I already explain it to you yesterday? We say, wow, you're able to appreciate it today on a whole new level. Each day he wakes up a matzav de kaidim matan Torah v'yesh leimar, de zesh sha'imar shetziva geimar eschem. Now we're able to answer also that other question that we had. Why does the Chacham say, asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem? Even though he means eschem after matan Torah, why doesn't he say eisanu, us? And the answer is, because the reason why he's asking the question is because on his level, from his current perspective, as he's asking the question Manishtana again, he is before Matan Torah. And because he is before Matan Torah, therefore he can't say Isanu, us, because he wasn't there from this perspective of this question. So this is the remez of the Eschem, she'etzlei, by him, himself, who hamatz of the kaidah matan Torah, he's in the situation of kaidah matan Torah, before matan Torah. This is such a beautiful answer, with such a deep impact on the way that we're supposed to do our aveda yom yomis, our aveda every single day. Good.
I still don't understand why you would ask the question again. I can understand why it would be new, but if he gets the answer, then wouldn't he approach it with just excitement for the next day, but with having the answer? Why would the answer change necessarily? It's not like he doesn't have the answer anymore. It's not like he's going to ask, how do I put on tefillin? I know how to put on tefillin. I learned in my bar mitzvah, but I'm putting it on as if it's the first day that I learned how to do it.
So, first of all, with regard to putting on tefillin, I'll get back to you, but you're asking very well. The question that you're asking is very accurate. I want to answer you first, assuming that there's a difference between the two. Sometimes a person looks at a certain subject and he says, I learned it already. And therefore, he doesn't feel like he's excited to learn it again. I want to tell you, for myself, every time I learn a sugya in Gemara, every time I learn a maimer, every time I learn a subject again and again, even if I learn it every single year or even more than that, every single time I feel like I'm learning it on a brand new level. Meaning that when the maimer asks a question in the beginning of this maimer, why is the Ben HaChacham asking this question, some gazims, and so on and so forth? The question is bothering me again. I have this question again. And when I learn the answer again, I feel like the answer is brand new for me. Because the way that I understood the answer last time I learned the Maimer is not the way I understand it now when I'm learning the Maimer again. So even though the words are the same and the Shakla Vitarya are the same, but the experience is and should be a brand new experience. It's a new question and a new answer. Now, with regard to how to put on tefillin, so you're right that to a certain degree they're different, and that's why I said I'm answering you the question first, assuming that there's a difference. But the truth is that the same is true also with halacha. Every time you learn through a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the same thing happens. You're seeing it from fresh eyes. You're experiencing it from a new level. And it's a whole new insight of how you put on tefillin to the way that you've learned it the last time. Okay?
Quick question.
Sure.
Is this attitude, perspective that you have to take to like maintain freshness, right? It kind of reminds me of like how Hashem creates the world every day, brand new. So is this kind of like in response to that? Because we have to kind of like match
our creation. Yes.
And because of that, we're, this is like, because like there's Kedusha and newness, and when things get old, it becomes tumified.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If Hashem is creating the world anew,
so we have to treat it, we like have to, new every
it
day.
And therefore, it can't be the same world that it was yesterday. In other words, like I said earlier, if everything you need to accomplish, you already accomplished, then you wouldn't be alive today. If you're alive today, when Hashem is creating your life, right now, right here, it's because there's something that you have to accomplish you didn't yet accomplish. That means if you're making the same Kiddush that you did last Friday night or 10 years ago Friday night, then why are you here making Kiddush again?
Because you can say better.
Not just better. So better is one level. Brando. It's never, the first
never,
time.
Never done it before.
Never done it before. Better is one level. Never done it before. That's where what we're saying. Just as you've said. Okay. Now we're coming to the end stretch of the Maimer. V'yesh l'kasher zeh im zeh she'sheilas ben hachacham u'be'ikir b'leil ha'pesach. We can connect this to the fact that the question of the ben hachacham is specifically primarily on the night of Pesach. Kishal chabincha machar leimar mazois is really a question which the child can ask at any time. But it's specifically on the night of Pesach that we say Kenegadar ba banim dibra teira, that the teira relates to four different children asking four different questions and how to respond to each one according to his level. Af shehasha'eila maha eidos goymer bepashtos hi benegeh lechlalos ha-mitzvahs, even though the question maha eidos simply is with regard to mitzvahs in general. So why is it specifically the night of Pesach that the child is asking this question? Ki bepesach hu leidas am Yisrael, because Pesach is the birth of the Yidden. So the truth is, this takes place, like you said, every single day. But on Pesach, it's emphasized. Just like HaMechadish B'tuva B'chol Yom Tamid really takes place every single moment of the day. But we only say Moed Ani in the morning. Why do we only say Moed Ani in the morning? Because in the morning is where you feel this newness. Also, on Pesach is where you feel the newness of this birth. V'zehu shechaga Pesach shayich b'miyuchod le'inyin hachinuch. And this is why on Pesach we emphasize specifically the idea of chinuch, of education. Pesach is a yamtiv which is connected specifically to children. Ki chinuch hayilad maschil miyad kishenaylad. Because the education of children is something which begins immediately when they are born. And when they are born, that's when you feel this newness. So on Pesach, where all Yidden are being born, that's where we feel the connection to this newness on a much more stark level. And that's why the Ben HaChacham asks this question specifically on the night of Pesach. This that he's asking this question, Maha Edus, etc. Who? As a result of this, that he's constantly climbing level after level. He finds himself in a situation which is before Matan Torah. Every morning, He finds himself, okay, I need to receive the Torah again, and therefore the question that I would have asked before Matan Torah the first time is relevant now too. That's like I'm a fresh Baal Tshuva, that I'm not shaykh to anything, I don't know anything, and I'm turning to my father and asking him the question, just like the first time, ketinoik berega shanayla, like a baby, the moment that he was born. Vatshuva, and the answer that we give him is avadim hayinu lepari b'mitzrayim, v'yetzienu avayim b'mitzrayim b'yad chazaka. That we were avadim in Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out biyad chazaka. He, the answer is shegam mishu b'dargas tinek b'rega shanaylad. Even someone who is on this fresh level that he doesn't know anything, like a baby, the moment that the baby was born, koylol zeshu b'dargas u'bepashtos, including someone who is on this level b'pashtos, v'loika ben chacham, not like the ben chacham. The Zeshu Bidargazu, who mitzad ha'aliyashalai, that the reason why he's on this level is because he reached such a high level. The reason why he's asking this question, excuse me, is because he's on such a high level.
It's not because he's on such a high level.
He's not really Ketinak Shanailad. He's gone from level after level. He's received the answer and then gone higher and received the answer again and then gone higher and received the answer again and then gone higher. But you could also have a fresh Baal Tshuva, literally, who didn't grow up in a firm environment and he's taka completely baffled at everything that's taking place. He's never heard the answer. He's never learned the Maimer before. And more than this, even somebody who's not even on the level of a fresh Baal Tshuva, he's still on the level of Eved Lepari B'Mitzrayim. He's still a slave to Parin Mitzrayim. In other words, he's Lefnei HaLeida. He's before the birth that takes place, B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, we tell the Ben HaChacham, for each and every Jew, wherever he is, and whatever level he's holding, Vayetzienu Havaya Misham B'Yod Chazaka, Meitzi Havaya Yisanu Mitzrayim B'Yod Chazaka. Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim with a powerful hand. The B'Yod Chazaku Toikif HaHiskalus. B'Yod Chazaka, what does it mean, B'Yod Chazaka? Toikif HaHiskalus. The great revelation of godliness. Va'ad shenigla aleihem melech malchei hamlachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chveidei ba'atzmei ga'olam, that there was revealed upon them, to them, the King of Kings HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and he redeemed them. What's this level? This level is the ultimate Pesach. In other words, Shahu dilug min hakotza lakotza, skipping from one extreme to the other extreme. Usually, for godliness to come down into this world, it goes through a long seder shtalshlus, an infinite seder shtalshlus, which has tzimtzum and kav and tzimtzum and a new level and tzimtzum and a new level and tzimtzum and a new level. And there's tzimtzum after tzimtzum until finally the last little trickle comes down here into this world. But on Pesach, the Eibishter himself said, forget Seder Hishtalshilus, I'm coming myself. That was Nigla Leim Melech Malchei Amlachim B'Yod Chazaka Uga'olam. The B'Yod Chazaka that took place. Mehamata B'Yeser, from the lowest level, which is Avadim Lepari B'Mitzrayim, Lehamayla B'Yeser, to the highest level, which is Zagilid B'Chveidu B'Atzmei. Even a Yid, who is a slave to his telephone, Rachman al-Itzlan, to his car, to his bank account, to his gashmis. Even such a yid, Nigla aleihem melech malchem lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu ga'olam, the Eibishter comes and reveals himself to them and rips him away from this and brings him to the Geula. And this is the answer to the Ben HaChacham. But it doesn't matter where you're holding, the Geula is shayich to you as well. V'chein tiyalanu, this should be for us as well. Asher ki meitzeis chameiretz Mitzrayim are enu neflois. That like the days when we left Eretz Mitzrayim, I will show you miracles. This is, by the way, the Dibur HaMaschil of the next Maimer, which we're going to start learning Be'ezus Hashem. Now that we're finished this one, Kimeit says Chameret Mitzrayim Eretz Mitzrayim Geula B'derech Dilug. We too should have a Geula in a way of Dilug, of skipping over Min HaKatza Al HaKatza, from extreme to extreme, regardless of where we're holding and what we're deserving of. Shemecheshach HaKafel Mechupel the Galus, from the steep darkness of the Galus that we're currently in, a Galus where the Eibishter is completely concealed, where we can't farbreng the way that we used to, where we can't see giluyim the way that we used to. We're in a galus of darkness, of illness, of confusion. Nobody knows their right from their left. That from this darkness, ubefrat bedoro de ikvisa de meshicha, especially in this generation of ikvisa de meshicha, and as we get farther in ikvisa de meshicha, it gets worse and worse. Shachesh gadol oid yaser, that the darkness is even darker. Ba'im, we come miyad immediately lahagiloi, to the revelation of venigla kavid havaya, the revelation of the covet of Hashem, v'ro kol basar geimer, and everybody sees, etc. V'hoisa lahavaya hamlucha, the melucha, it is connected to the Eibishter, b'bias mishach tzedkeinu, b'mheira b'yameinu mamish. Did I,